Ever catch yourself wondering what goes into translating the Bible? Like, really bringing those old words into different languages and cultures?
Oh, absolutely.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into that.
Awesome.
Using excerpts from Session 15 of Dr. George Payton's teaching on Bible translation.
Sounds fascinating.
He tackles a challenge I hadn't even considered. Translating unknown ideas.
That's a tricky one.
Imagine translating for a community deep in the jungle.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
They've never seen a desert.
Never even imagined it.
How do you translate that concept? What words do you even use?
Makes you wonder if words even have fixed meanings at all.
Right.
Dr. Payton says they don't.
Really?
He uses the word house as an example.
Okay.
We think building, but in the Bible, house could be a family line.
Like House of David.
Exactly. Or even a whole nation, like House of Israel.
So context matters.
Absolutely.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Payton says the Bible is full of these unknown ideas.
I bet.
And not just the exotic stuff either.
Like what?
Think plants and animals.
Yeah, okay.
Something common to us might be totally foreign to someone else.
Right. Right.
It's not just creatures either. Geographical features too.
Like what?
Oceans, mountains, weather patterns.
Huh.
Imagine explaining snow to someone who's only known tropical heat.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Or a rainy season for someone who lives in a place with four distinct seasons.
Definitely a challenge.
Then there's the more technical things.
Oh, I see.
Ancient weights and measures, monetary systems.
Mm-hmm.
No modern equivalents for those.
Nope.
And don't forget, cultural roles.
Oh, right.
How do you explain a king? A centurion?
I'm listening.
Even the concept of a standing army to a culture that's never known one.
Good point.
Now, all that is tricky.
For sure.
But then you get to abstract concepts.
And that's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
Like hope, faith, holiness.
Right.
Those aren't just words.
In or not.
They carry layers of theological meaning.
Deeps.
And that meaning might be perceived completely differently in another culture.
Absolutely.
So how do you translate not just the definition, but the weight, the feeling, the cultural understanding baked into those words?
That's the million-dollar question.
Does Dr. Payton just give up and say it's impossible?
He doesn't.
Well.
What does he say?
He outlines a whole toolkit of strategies translators use to tackle these unknown ideas.
Really?
Some are simple.
Okay.
Others ingenious. And a few even a bit controversial.
Ooh. I'm intrigued. Let's crack open that toolkit and see what's inside.
Let's do it. Remember that example Dr. Payton gave about translating God in East Africa?
The one where each clan had their own deity?
Yeah.
Often linked to nature?
That
one really stayed with me.
It shows how loaded even simple words can be.
It does. And it shows why working with the local community is so vital.
You can't just impose your understanding.
Right.
You need to work with the people who will be using the translation.
To make sure it works for their culture and religion.
Yeah. It's not just translating words.
Whoa.
It's translating meaning.
In a way that makes sense.
And is accurate.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to those unknown ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Even grass can be a challenge.
Remember the Papua New Guinea example?
That one still makes me laugh.
Choosing the right type of grass for people to sit on?
It does sound funny.
But it shows how much thought goes into translation.
It really does.
Translators are constantly making decisions.
Not just about words.
Right.
But about culture, history.
Even physical comfort.
It's like they're trying to bridge entire worlds.
That's a great way to put it.
Trying to make these ancient texts come alive.
For a modern audience.
Which means understanding both cultures.
The source and the target.
Now, Dr. Payton also talked about translating abstract concepts.
Like hope, faith, holiness.
Yeah.
Those are tricky.
They really are. They're not tied to physical things.
It's easy to get lost in theological debate.
But for a translator,
it's more practical.
How so?
Well, think about the word hope. In English, it means optimism, looking forward to something good.
Mm-hmm.
But in other cultures, it might be tied to endurance, perseverance.
So you can't just plug in a word and call it a day.
Nope.
You have to think about the shades of meaning.
The cultural baggage.
Right.
And that's where those translation strategies come in.
The ones we talked about before.
Yeah.
Descriptive phrases, borrowing words, maybe even making up new words.
Exactly.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
We're talking about the Bible here.
Millions consider it sacred.
Exactly.
It's a huge responsibility.
That's why collaboration is so crucial.
Translators aren't making these decisions alone.
They're checking with native speakers.
consulting theologian.
Making sure the translation is accurate and meaningful.
It's a reminder that language isn't static.
It's alive. It changes.
And when you're translating the Bible,
you're translating a whole world
of ideas, beliefs, cultural understanding.
The choices translators make
can have a huge impact
on how people understand these ideas. It makes me think about all the different translations out there.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it before.
But each one represents different choices.
Different approaches to bridging the gaps.
That's a great observation.
It makes you think about how language shapes our understanding.
If you only read one translation,
you're only getting one perspective.
That's a powerful thought.
It shows the power of translation.
To open up new worlds of meaning.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges, the strategies, the collaboration.
What does all this mean for someone like you?
Someone who's not a translator or scholar.
I think it invites us to approach the Bible.
Or any translated text.
Such a fresh perspective.
To appreciate all the work that goes into it.
The layers of meaning, the cultural nuances.
It's easy to take translation for granted.
But once you see the complexities,
you see the text differently.
And you realize that even small choices,
like choosing one word over another,
can change how people see the world.
Yeah. So translators have to be careful.
And humble.
And always be willing to talk and work together.
It's about finding the right balance
between staying true to the original text
and making it accessible to a new audience.
Feels like we've gone deep into the world of translation today.
We have. It's a big world.
But hopefully we've shown why it matters.
Even if you never translate anything yourself.
I'm looking at the Bible differently now.
In what way?
It's not just a book.
No.
It's like a tapestry of languages, cultures,
and centuries of work.
Keeping those stories alive.
And that work continues.
Dr. Payton made that clear.
Good translation isn't a one-time thing.
It's constant dialogue, feedback, refining.
It's like an ongoing conversation.
Between the past and the present.
With these skilled translators in the middle.
That's a good way to put it.
And it reminds me of something Dr. Payton said.
What's that?
Even small choices can have big consequences.
You mean like the Swahili Mungu example?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Choosing the right word for God could shape a whole community's faith.
Exactly. Or even the grass example.
Choosing the right kind of grass.
It seems trivial.
But it shows how much translators have to think about the context.
The physical world of the Bible.
It makes me think about my own field.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to translate a complex idea for a different culture,
where would you even start?
That's the question, isn't it?
What strategies would you use?
Descriptive phrases, borrowing words, making up something new.
How would you make sure you're translating the meaning?
Not just the words.
The nuance, the heart of the idea.
It's daunting.
But also exciting.
It really is. It shows the power of language.
How it shapes our understanding.
How it connects us.
And how it can unlock new meaning.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
what's the one thing you want our listener to take away?
That's a good question.
What's the big takeaway?
I think it's this. The next time you see any translated text,
whether it's the Bible, a news article, anything,
take a moment to appreciate the work behind it.
The choices, the challenges, the people involved.
It's a reminder that communication is precious.
And that good translation isn't just about words.
It's about building understanding.
Between people, ideas, and whole worlds.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.